Welcome to the fucking Bearded Idiots Podcast.
Do it harder.
Talking about sucking dick and licking booty holes. What you got for us, Kelly?
Get your hands off my dildo.
Shitty the cocktail.
She said, I want you to come all over my face and down my throat and let me swallow every drop. I was like, God damn it.
God dang, girl.
I'm not ball deep into this, but I'm mid-shaft.
Love that big dick.
All great ideas come from drinking a whole bottle of whiskey between three dudes in less than an hour.
I'd be swiping left and jacking off the queer.
Get your big wheels. We're going to the motherfucking strip club.
Shit. What do you expect out of us?
Right.
We're just normal dudes that have weird shit happen.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Bearded Idiots Podcast. My name is Curtis Harmon. I have me tonight, as always, my two co-hosts. We've got Aaron Beezer Bailey.
Yeah.
And Kelly Redmond Sparks.
Hello.
We will start off as always. Oh, by the way, we're back in the room together.
Back in the room.
There we are. COVID scare is over. Yeah. Everybody's healthy and not infected.
I don't know who was actually scared.
But we're going to continue with live whiskey reviews. Y'all went two episodes without a whiskey review. We're back with them.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
We decided to go north of the border.
North. The Great White North.
The Great White North.
We need some more Canadian fans.
Hey. No, they are. Man, they're good fans. They really are. They're giving. Yeah. They're awful giving.
We're going to do a whiskey, eh?
Yeah. We're going to do a whiskey, eh, from Canada. So this is 40 Creek. My Canadian accent is fucked off. 40 Creek Double Barrel Reserve. Small batch Canadian whiskey.
Whiskey.
Finished in once mellowed American bourbon barrels.
Once mellowed?
Once mellowed American bourbon barrels.
So that's like used one time. Is mellowed like a...
It was like once upon a time.
No, the bourbon barrel... The bourbon barrels were used, so they were... Like, they were once mellowed.
Right.
And now they use them again.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
So, this is
I didn't know that was a term.
Yeah. It's clever marketing is what it
is. Gotcha.
This is the Niagara region. No?
I'm not laughing.
Nobody. I mean, my eyes are getting bad. I just had them checked for this new job. And I could barely read line 6 at the very bottom of the thingy. It was kind of starting to get fuzzy. So they're finally down to like 2020.
Which is perfect.
Yeah. I used to have like 2017.
Wow.
Yeah. But they'll probably just start going down. So anyway, this is 40 Creek Double Barrel. This was recommended to me by one of my patrons of the YouTube channel, Mr. JP Pohl.
All right. He recommended it or he sent it?
He recommended
it. Okay.
He sent other things.
But you bought this one.
I bought this one. He sends me money every month and I buy stuff. That I try to get stuff if he recommends it. So.
Established in 1992. There's no age statement on this.
No.
It smells good.
It does smell good.
I can't say I really ever nosed Canadian whiskey because the only Canadian whiskey I've really ever had is Crown.
Crown, yeah.
So, and you don't nose Crown. No, just fucking drink it.
Yeah. You put stuff on top of Crown, like Cokes.
Cokes, yeah.
You use it to make other drinks that you like.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But there are good Canadian whiskey. That was, we were talking about earlier, the Caribou Crossing or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. That was called Caribou Crossing?
I got some other stuff.
Super good.
So I got two Canadian patrons for the YouTube channel. And I got this, plus my other one, Brock. Brock's the one who sent me the 24-day whiskey advent calendar. Mm-hmm. He's also got some other stuff from a craft distillery in Canada that is pretty freaking good.
Oh, yeah?
So we'll have to get into those.
All right.
Stay north of the border.
It smells good.
With the wild
It
drinks.
Does smell good, and it smells sweet.
Oh, yeah. It's super sweet.
Very caramelitic. Vanilla-y. There's no spice in the
better than Crown. Mm-hmm. It's better than Crown.
I want to say that one's about $40, $45 a bottle-ish.
That is?
Yeah.
And Crown's what, like 25?
Yeah. Wow. So if you're buying it for flavor and taste, I would opt for this one over Crown.
Yeah.
But fun fact, one thing I didn't know about most Canadian distilleries, whereas, so in America, let's say when they make bourbon, they'll take the corn, the rye, and the barley, they'll mix it all together, cook the mash, whatever, and distill it as one complete unit. Whereas Canadian whiskey, most Canadian whiskeys, not all, like most of the bigger blended ones, they will distill the corn, distill the rye, and distill the barley separately, blend, age them, and then blend them, and then age them again.
What?
Yeah. They just run through it all separately. And so they'll use, I mean, I don't even know how they would, they just take, oh, we want 65% corn, so we're going to take 65% of this, and then it's going to be 40% of that. Well, that wouldn't add up because that's more than 100%.
Yeah, that's 105%.
Yeah, fucking.
That's Canadian math.
That's a lot of ingredients.
Fucking South Trailer Park boys are making this whiskey.
This
105% of that.
I don't know about y'all, but I had a great time learning that.
What?
What you just said about this thing. You said it was going to be a fun fact, and I indeed had fun.
Oh, good. Good deal.
I wasn't paying attention.
Like usual.
I'm going to tell you right now. I don't.
It says, oh, go ahead. Go up.
I don't know if it's just because of the stuff I've been drinking lately, but that is like, I don't taste hardly anything.
It doesn't, that's not surprising.
And it's very weak, very watery, I guess.
Yeah, it's 40%.
Like the nose is pretty, but I don't give a, I don't get shit on the palate.
It's just, and that's why, that's the big problem I have with a lot of the higher end Canadian whiskeys. They're all right at 40%. It's hard to, when you're dealing with 100 proofers and plus, like 100 proof plus, whatever, and like barrel proof stuff, and you're drinking peated scotch. I mean, you overwhelm your palate. And it learns to like yearn for the heavy duty stuff.
I mean, I got a little bit there, a little bit of.
So when you put something soft and delicate in your mouth, you're just like,
yeah.
I can just suck on it for a little bit.
Sooner or later, it'll be creamy.
I won't have to work for this one.
Give me that bottle over there so I can wash this steak down.
Yeah. You got any water? No, but I got this crown over here.
Right. Yeah, it's very nothing. It's not bad. It's just there's nothing there.
I almost feel like vanilla extract.
Yeah, it's more like a, yeah, like an extract of something. It doesn't, but like, I know there's alcohol.
You're looking for the barrel char. You're looking for the burn.
I'm looking
you're
for
not
going to
get that at 40%. And you're not going to get the barrel char because it's not.
For all we know, so Canada's climate is more comparable to Scotland. They're like on close to the same latitudinal lines. So let's just say, you know what a true 10 to 12 year old scotch looks like, right?
Mm-hmm.
What color is it?
Yellow.
Yellow. Mm-hmm. Like you're almost hydrated urine color.
Yes.
What color is that? And like caramel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caramel. Looks like a freaking 8 year old bourbon. I feel like they might actually add
some food, coloring.
Some coloring to it. But
yeah, it's there's a little bit of sweet, a little bit of fruitiness going on, but I mean just almost nothing.
Terry, I got some new mezcal over here. Try it. It's better than the other one. Shit. They both got worms in them.
We did one on the podcast.
We did that good one.
That was really good.
Yeah, the Ray Campero.
I wish the palate was as good as the nose is pretty. I like the nose.
You got a pin hook up there.
One?
I ain't seen that one either.
Pin hook? Oh yeah.
It's been open.
I ain't had the Maker's Mark 101 either.
Me neither.
I don't know if I got any more of that.
Oof. Wow.
It's gone. It's pretty good. I think there's still, I could probably find you a bottle. Oh, go see Anna.
How much is it?
40-something bucks. It's not bad. Anybody getting any feedback?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Anyway. She's got them shit headphones on.
Probably.
Yeah. But yeah, I heard it.
I want to apologize to all the guests of the show that's had to wear these during the podcast. I'm so sorry. We will invest in some better headphones because these are dog shit.
Man, it's for Canadian whiskey, and like I'm not well versed in Canadians. It's probably higher on the list right now, but that's only because I'm like my experience is Crown Royal, Canadian Hunter,
right?
Canadian Club. And the other little samples that Brock sent me.
Yeah, maybe we didn't just get in with Brock and or if somebody's in Canada fucking listening, or if you know a motherfucker in Canada that's like a whiskey person, send us a list.
Oh, and Canada is fucked up in the fact that
yeah, it is.
Hold
fuck
on.
Fuck Canada.
No, I that's didn't
America,
say fuck.
That's America's ass.
So fucked up.
Rain it in, boys.
No. We went off. Kelly just like, Kelly peeked the door and me, you just kicked the motherfucker in.
That's when you got your boys back right there.
I was,
right.
Fuck you, Canada.
Came in hot.
Hey, shit.
No.
You fucking upside down, Mexico.
Fucking white Mexicans. No.
Fucking build a wall.
So, right. So, like, you know how back in the day you couldn't bring, like, certain beers across state lines? They call it, well, they might still call it.
Bootleg.
Bootlegging. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently in Canada, in certain provinces, because they have provinces and not states.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Alberta, Alberta,
British Columbia,
Quebec,
Saskatchewan.
Yes, that's one I've heard
so
of.
So you can't
ice road up there.
Let's say this distillery is in Alberta.
Mm.
They can only sell their wares in Alberta. You can't find it in
Saskatchewan,
Quebec.
Gotcha.
Saskatchewan,
huh.
Saskatoon. I don't think that's Canada. But I was like, man, that's fucked up. He was like, yeah, dude. I only get to buy it whenever I go over there.
Gotcha.
It was in a completely different province.
So you can go over there and buy it and bring it back to your province. Yeah. But they just can't distribute it to another province. That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's like separate countries in their own country.
Hell yeah.
But weird.
Terry wasn't overly mad at that. Well, now she's covering up with Red Bull. Watermelon Red Bull and that whiskey.
Mm. Okay, so I took a sip of yours.
Yeah.
And then shortly after, I took a sip of my...
Yeah, it's called a chaser.
Right, but not like glug, glug, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a moment. And there was something that whiskey brought out in my Red Bull that I hadn't tasted before.
Alcohol. So, alcohol-soluble flavors inside your Red Bull.
I drink Red Bulls and vodka all the time.
So what you're saying, you had both of them in your mouth at the same time.
DB.
Yes.
DB.
Can't help it. Anyways, I wanted to see what would be like mixed.
Well, now you
that's
know.
All. Back off.
Everybody's coming in here fucking hot.
Back What's up, Terry.
So we hadn't seen each other in a month.
All right.
Face to face. Yeah. It's all right.
I'm going to give it. If I got to rate it, I can only rate it off of ground.
But then it's an 8. Compared to Crown.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's...
I'm just going to rate it as a whiskey in general.
Yeah, as a whiskey in general, I'm going to give it a 5. 5.5.
I'll go 6. I think it would be a good stepping point. Like, if someone's like, man, I drink Crown and Coke all the time. I really want to get to where I'm just drinking the stuff neat. Where should I go? You go here next.
Yeah,
because
probably,
it's super easy, it's non-invasive, it's sweet. You can probably mix it, you pour a couple fingers over
there. And it's only $40, and if you don't like it, fucking pour it in your Coke again.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It won't hurt.
Don't go for the Caribou Crossing that costs fucking $65, $70.
What's a $7.50 of Crown cost? About the same?
$25,
$26. Yeah. Right. So it's twice, basically double the price of Crown. Almost double the price
almost,
of Crown.
Yeah.
It's like a third more.
I don't know, man. I want to give it a fucking 3, but I feel like that's probably harsh because I'm...
Well, what
I'm,
would you give Crown?
Oh, Lord. Probably in the same vein. Probably... That's what I'm saying. I feel like I need to give it a little bit more than that because I'm trying to hold it against... I'm trying to hold it against...
I got the Crown Bourbon Mash.
I was going to say, give him a shot of that Crown.
Well, you can try that Crown.
Let him try it side by side and then see if he still gives that a 3.
Try that Crown Bourbon Mash. I mean...
We've done that.
Have we?
It is a Canuckistan whiskey. No, you got 2 bottles of Crown right there. There's a Crown Bourbon Mash. Is it 2 bottles of Crown Bourbon Mash?
No. You don't want to try that other one.
Oh, God.
It's the Texas Mesquite.
Oh, the one with the liquid smoke in it?
Liquid smoke. I'm going to give it a... I'm going to go 4.5 with it. Just because I feel like I'm holding it against, you know, these barrel proofs and all that shit that I've been fucking with lately. And I don't feel like it'd be fair for me to...
Hey, here's a Here is Wayne Gretzky's number 99 Canadian blend of whiskey.
Oh, nice.
It's trash.
Is it?
Oh. It's trash.
Oh no. Okay, there's that. I didn't mark them.
Uh oh.
Yet another one with a famous person putting their name on it on a shit whiskey.
Here's the thing. If he loves it and that's like his fucking jam, fuck it. Put your name on it and you get it for basically free from now on, probably.
That, and then you get a
little bit of, you get paid to drink your own
throwback on anything that gets sells.
Yeah.
So.
But that's the, it's like the fucking Metallica whiskey, and fucking Slipknot's got a whiskey out, which I like to try on just because, right? You got to fucking, you, it's hard to develop an opinion if you don't actually taste it. But I don't know. It just seems like that seems to be the case every time some famous group or person actually...
Pantera's beer that's coming out.
Yeah, that's not very vulgar. That was a good comment on your report. Can I have a little bit of your water to rinse out this Red Bull now?
So off topic. All right. I was working with my older brother today, who's 10 years older than me. And we're talking. He's like, your daddy's fucking weird. I was like, he's your daddy first. He was like, man, I went over there to his house the other day, and he's like, I was talking to him. I was like, first off, why are you going over to our dad's house so much? I'm kind of questioning where your head's at. And he was like, yeah, I was telling him my motor on his, my brother built a sawmill. I told you about it.
Yeah.
Like, looked up the schematics, built it fucking by hand, whatever. And his motor blew up on him, whatever, and he was looking for a new motor. And he's telling my dad, he's like, ah, I need a certain size motor. So I need something like a vertical shaft with at least 18, 20 horsepower. He's like, well, I got this 12 over here. He's like, no, I need something bigger. And he's like, well, I got this over here. He's like, that's the size of the motor. That's the size of the motor that's in my welding machine. And I'm like, yeah, man, every time I go over there, it's like he's always just trying to give me shit I don't want or I never ask for.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? He's like, I don't know, man, every time. So I just got a text from my brother, and he said, Daddy just called me. Mm-hmm. Said he got an old 5-gallon paint stirrer for me at a garage. Because he knew I'd been wanting one. I said, I don't paint anything to even use 5 gallons of paint. Fucking hilarious.
It was a hell of a deal. Yeah.
How you pass up a 5-gallon paint stirrer?
I got this Hurst shifter for a fucking old Trans Am. You want it?
Right.
Shit cracks me up.
There is something about old people just giving away their shit, because my grandfather and grandmother and...
They ain't got much longer than you.
Well, that's the whole thing. I feel like that's what they're doing. They're like, hey, here's... Take this shit now in small increments so that you don't have to haul it all off at once in a few years.
Yep.
Oh, man.
That's fucking sad to think of. But it is cool to think of, like, you know, I guess y'all's dad being at a fucking... And you look at it two ways. Be like, oh, this motherfucker's seen it. I wish he'd fuck off. Or... Oh, wow, he was at a place, and he remembered a thing I said a while back, and he had the forethought and the give a shit about
now,
me. To...
Now, sometimes he comes through with, like, really cool gifts that you didn't expect at all. Like, he found a couple of little old military knives that aren't even issued anymore, like U.S. Marine Corps. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
So sometimes he'll find something, and you're like, oh, I never realized I wanted that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But you got to weed through a field of shit to get to that one little gold nugget.
It was hilarious. Myself and Mean Gene went over to my brother's house, and I think it's a Sparks tradition. They're like, hey, come on in here and let me show you all my guns. Fucking, he walks in and he just starts pulling shit out. He's like, oh, this is this one AR. And oh, yeah, here's my other AR. And I got this AR from old boy over here. And oh, yeah, here's this 45. And oh, be careful with that one. They're all loaded.
Wow.
Like, oh, man.
So we know where we're going when the apocalypse hits.
Right? No, you might get shot.
No, I mean, like, just go over there and be like, hey, can I weed through your nuts and bolts and sort them out for you, just so long as you, you know, like, protect me and my family?
They're going to Joel Osteen your ass.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Doors closed, bitch. Seats taken.
Yep.
Right.
Well, that's 18 minutes of content.
Good show, guys.
18 fucking minutes. Thanksgiving's coming up.
I got nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently we can't have, like, well, not in Texas.
Governor Abbott said he ain't shutting this bitch down again.
You know what?
I was Greg Abbott stood the fuck up and said,
"Man, that was my joke, you motherfucker."
Enough.
That was my joke.
Sorry.
Stole my joke. I did comment. Somebody posted almost that same picture. Like, these two Republican, like Texas and Florida, are like the two Republican states are like, no, we're not going to lock everybody down again. Somebody on Facebook posted that shit, and I replied the same thing. I was like, it's about time Abbott stood up for Texas. And then it just kind of went right over the top of everybody's fucking head.
The funny thing about that is Texas is one of the only states that can actually say fuck you to federal funding.
Yeah.
Because we receive almost zero federal funding. We actually pay in. We actually give a portion of, like, the federal funding comes our way, and then we end up giving some of it back because we don't really have, we don't run that heavy of a deficit. Where other countries, or countries, fucking states, let's say that Joe Biden actually ends up being the president, right? And he comes through with some sweeping fucking presidential orders of lockdowns. Other states, if they're like, yeah, we're not going to do that, then they have the ability to go, okay, well, then we're just going to cut off your federal funding. Texas can go, okay, fine, we're going to save money from doing that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the Robin Hood shit going on. We pay more in, and that goes to other states. We don't, it doesn't wash. Texas can go, okay, fine, we got our own fucking power grid. We got our own fucking...
Fuck you other 49 cocksuckers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God dang.
It's like, okay, cut off our
and your Canadian
funding.
Hat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your Canadian hat.
Your fucking wool hat.
Fuck yeah. You! Fuck you and your beaver hat, bitch.
What do you think of that, eh?
Eh.
But yeah, that because then the only thing is left is for him to go.
What do you think of boot that, eh?
I think boot it.
Mm. Yeah, we'll never get Canadian patrons talking to them like this.
Oh, they just got to learn to love us. They'll love
us. No, they won't. Canadians are very forgiving. I mean, they're forgiving people.
Speaking of patrons.
Speaking of them.
Patrons.
We got a couple.
We got a few.
Yeah, we a few.
Three, to be exact. I mean, top patrons. Three top patrons.
Three toppings.
We've got more than three.
Are we down to three now?
We've got 4,700. So
the
join
COVID
that
has
club.
Taken its toll on our top patronage.
Yes, it has. But we got Josh Dunaway, a.k.a. Bert Dodge.
He likes to ride bikes. He likes to ride bikes so much, he goes to other states to do it.
Yes.
Apparently, they have better riding.
Apparently.
Wow.
I saw a video of him today doing a little hoppity hop over a hill.
Bunny hop.
It's pretty interesting.
We got Jigs from Jigs Views and Reviews. Mm-hmm. He has a podcast and a YouTube channel where he reviews shit.
He does. And he's got a new girlfriend.
What?
He does. He broke the news on his most recent fucking episode.
I missed it.
Damn it.
Must not have listened to that one part.
That one 4-minute section.
No, is that the one that he texted us and said we should listen to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I meant to. I was almost fitting to, and then something came up. Yeah.
You know what, Jigs? Don't be sad. Like, he does the same shit to me, and I've known him for 30 fucking years.
I'll let yours play. You get the watch. You get the view.
He said he's got a fuck ton of whiskey just stacking up through his little trials and tribulations that he's been going through, because he's having to work in, like, he's having to shut himself off from fucking everybody, apparently. Like,
he lives in a caravan.
Yeah. On the job site or some shit, I guess, from the way I take it.
What does he do?
I don't know. He worked with a fuck ton of Russians, though.
Nice.
He said he sold his PlayStation to this Russian dude. He's like, he's getting tired of gaming because it's like taking up a bunch of his time.
Yeah.
And he said,
it's for losers.
He said this Russian just came in there and was like, with some money in his hand, he goes, me give money, you give game.
Okay.
Nope. He was like, all right, cool, whatever. He
sweet.
Took his fucking
shit
money.
Wasn't for sale, but the way you say it makes me feel like I need to sell it to you.
Right. It's like you're not giving me an option. This is a demand, not a question. But he said he turned that money into tattoos and whiskey, apparently.
Yeah.
So he was like, I got all this fucking whiskey, so whenever the fucking COVID shit breaks, he said he's going to have a party at his house and let everybody try a bunch of whiskey, and I'm like, where the fuck is my invite?
I think that was it.
That's an expensive trip to go take some whiskeys.
Kind of be worth it, though.
Oh, it'd definitely be worth it.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Because, I mean, you're only a stone's throw from Mark.
That's true.
Where all the raping happens.
It's a bit rapey. And we got Brian from the Herfcast. Brian Stessel from the Herfcast. He's got a podcast called the Herfcast where he talks about cigars, talks to people.
Did Brian kill that deer, or did somebody else kill that deer?
Somebody else killed that deer.
Right, he got some of the spoils, though.
Yeah, they split it. That's what he said.
Mm.
Yeah. You sure? Did they shoot it or did they run it
over?
Are you
sure he's not Jewish?
No. Not sure. He might be.
I mean, that last name seems more.
That's German.
Yeah, it seems more white power than it does. Gold stashes.
Yeah.
Stessel. Anything that you say, if your last name ends abruptly,
yeah,
chances are you fucking oppressed somebody in your past.
Well, I think
bad. If your name ends in an L without an E in front of it,
Stessel sounds a lot like Stifle.
Sorry, they cannot find his geographic
distribution information.
Yeah, from where that name comes from.
Weird. Maybe he can tell us about it. Brian, where the fuck do your people come from?
Ancestry.com. Check it out, Brian.
I think he already said he was German. Happened in one of the Discord chats.
Nine.
Those are our top patrons, but we have quite a few others that support us on a monthly basis, and we appreciate all of them.
For as little as a dollar, you can do that. You just go over to patreon.com/beardedidiots, or go to our website, beardedidiots.com, and go down to the link that's at the bottom. There's also a link for Discord at the bottom. You can click on that and talk to us real time, all the time, anytime. We also have a new...
Ish.
What?
Sponsor.
Sponsor, that's the word I was looking for.
Wow.
Thanks for the help. I'm just staring and nobody's helping.
I didn't know where you were going. Pinwheeling.
Such an easy word, but I just couldn't figure it out. I was like, what is that word?
Samsonite?
Yeah. We got a new sponsor. Well, newish. Newish. The newest. TheBeardStruggle.com. Go over there and type in Bearded Idiots for 15% off all your orders. Mm.
Yes, please, and thank you. Brian Stessel did that not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do that again.
Again?
I'm running out of product.
That's good shit.
Yeah. All right, my work's done for this podcast.
He's like, I'm going to check out for the next 30 minutes. I'll let y'all in a little while.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we get to celebrate the slaughter of native peoples.
Yeah, so
genocide.
Like you got states like California, Oregon, especially Oregon mainly. Like, no, you can't have more than 10 people at your house because of so-called virus, and people might get sick.
He said because of the so-called air quotes virus.
But you're welcome to do as much heroin as you'd like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and share needles.
Yeah,
yeah.
What'd you say earlier, Beezy? Share needles, no. Not.
Oh, whatever. Share drugs, not family.
Something like that.
That should be on a t-shirt.
Oregon's going to get fucking buck wild. Oregon's like, hold on. Hold on. Florida's getting way too much attention for dumb shit.
Yeah.
Let's crank it up to the fucking level 10.
You know what? Like, I think we've talked about this in the past. Maybe not us, but other people. They need one state dedicated for everyone who just is a straight fuck up. And I think Oregon just nominated themselves. Like,
I think they did too. They put their name in the hat.
Yeah. If you want to do all the drugs you want, move to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have, say, I don't know, multiple abortions, move to Oregon.
You want to be a rapist? Move to
Oregon.
Oh, I thought we were having different states for it.
No. Everybody moves to Oregon.
Oh, okay.
So we can like.
Oregon's the go-to state for whatever your fetish fantasy or fuck-up is.
Yeah. That would be a cool thing to have. Just like
fetish fantasies and fuck-ups, Oregon.
Hey Utah, you're out there in the middle of fucking nowhere. You got a lot of wide open spaces. Just make your whole land fucking lawless. And let's just see how well anarchy works inside your borders for a little while. Utah. It may be awesome. If there's no laws, there's no nothing. Just do whatever the fuck you want. If you want to grow peyote and smoke that shit until the fucking moon lands on you.
They probably do that in Nevada already.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they do. Yeah. But my thing is, like, fuck it. Just let all of them. Just have, like you said, have that one spot where everything's okay. The fuck's going on over here?
57 million global cases.
57 million global deaths. 1.3 million
global deaths.
I love how there's none in Antarctica. or Greenland.
One right there.
There's one poor sumbitch.
Canada. Look at Canada. Canada's the healthiest one of the bunch.
Yeah.
And Mongolia.
Russia?
Yeah.
For its size?
Yeah, fucking, what's,
that's China.
Where's the place I said? New Zealand doesn't have any.
Yeah, they got rid of it down there.
Yeah, they got rid of it.
They shut their fucking borders and made everybody mandatory lockdown for like 30 days, and that shit went away.
Yeah.
Yep.
I find that hard to believe.
Here's my curiosity. Whoa. Don't do anything yet.
Too late.
What's the, how many global cases?
57 million. 57.3
and 1.3 million deaths.
Yeah.
What's that? What's the percentage? What is one? What percentage?
0.023
Well,
like the death rate.
1% would be 5 million of that.
Okay.
No, no, no. That's not right. Is that right? I'm fucking my math off.
Here we go.
That'd be 10%. 10% would be 5
million. 57,365,049.
My zeros are off.
57,369.
365. 047. 049.
49. Close enough.
Of. Oh, I got that backwards.
Did you say 57 or 570?
57.
Terry's trying to fucking act like the CDC right now. Just make shit up.
Nope. Just stop.
0-3-6-5-0-4-9.
I don't think there was a 0.
3.
Curtis!
0-4-9. You were got it.
I don't think
7-0-3.
Click on that COVID 19.
6-5-0-4-9.
Click on that map again. Yeah, there was no 0 there, guys. 57-365.
Well, just...
There we go.
We could probably just Google what's the percentage of death.
Been there way faster.
I like my little percent calculator. 1-3-6-8-7-4-6.
Just do 1-3-6-9.
3-6-9. Damn you. Suck it to me one more time.
Oh.
Calculate.
Let's go.
2.3%.
All right. So a 2.3% death rate. Right. Call it 2.4 because it's 2.38. Fuck it. 2.4% death rate, and there's
2.5 people are dying per 100.
I heard the other day that because of the first world countries being shut down, it's caused over 5 million deaths in third world countries due to lack of availability of food, medicine, shit like that.
Yeah, when we shut down, they shut down.
So there's more deaths related to the shutdowns than there is related to actually catching the shit.
Yeah, I read the same thing.
It's wild.
I'm pretty sure I said something about that along those lines months ago regarding suicide and depression.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't care. It's, I mean,
that's 7.8 billion.
Oh, God. That's way too many zeros. Is it? Especially at this distance. I've only got 20/20 vision.
Okay. So that's 7 billion, 800 million.
1, 2, 3.
Thousands.
1, 2, 3. Million.
So you have a 0.7% infection rate.
Infection rate.
0.7% with the infection
rate. Yeah, with the 57 million. Yeah. So fuck that.
It's fucking stupid.
It's all fucking stupid. I've been saying that shit since January.
It was just a gigantic fucking shit show for us and an expensive shit show for us when we got exposed. It ain't... Fuck me, man. It's so fucking dumb.
Well, and... What I don't get, they realize all these numbers. Like Terry just said, that the infection rate was what, 0.73?
0.73.
For the world.
Less than 1%.
7.5 billion people who live on this flat earth. Terry said globe. I just had to.
I was waiting for it.
But anyway, no matter the shape of the earth, whatever. 0.73, like your chances of being infected are incredibly minimal.
Right. And then you only have a 2.5% chance of dying.
Yes.
If you actually get it. So, yeah.
But 250,000 people in America have died from it, is what they say.
No.
That's what they said yesterday. The news posted.
Died with it, but only like 10,000 have actually died from a.
For maybe the direct cause.
Yeah. Well, it's like fucking...
Like they were in perfect health. They were a runner.
So we had a local, not celebrity, but a local name here. Sammy Satterwhite. Satterwhite Log Homes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in the hospital for like 4 or 5 weeks with a respiratory infection in Georgia somewhere. They intubated him, put him in a fucking coma, and he died.
Yep.
He died, and they came out and said he died from complications due to the fucking vent tube.
He goes down as a COVID death, though.
No, probably. I don't think so.
Bet you the CDC counts it as much.
Oh, I'm sure. But, I mean,
that's fucking piece of shit Damon's.
Fucking killing him.
Knows a little kid that's
his grandson.
Up, fucked up his grandson. Yes, that's right. His daughter's kid has the shit apparently and is in pretty bad shape at the damn hospital in Dallas.
They flew him in a helicopter from Ventura to Dallas.
People get fucking respiratory infections.
He had pneumonia.
Yeah, they people get him. Pneumonia.
He got pneumonia. They tested him here twice for corona and they tested negative. They flew him to Dallas. They tested him once there and he had it.
Yeah, it's pneumonia.
So I'm like, well, that's nice. They go ahead and mark it down as corona there in Dallas. That way, if something happens, they're going to go ahead and chalk another one off.
Well, allegedly, they get extra money from people who test positive and
all
this bullshit.
It's a fucking sham.
It's a fucking sham.
It's a global sham.
It's part of the Great Reset.
Yeah, you're supposed to explain to us what the fuck that's about.
I don't really know what it is. I just see headlines. I just saw a contradicting headline where the Washington Post was saying, like, conspiracy theories about the Great Reset are not fucking logical or not whatever, based in any fact. And then there was a post next to it from, like, World Health something. It said, oh, the Great Reset's taking place. It's like, what the fuck?
COVID-19, the Great Reset. What does that say?
World Economic Forum.
The coronavirus and the need for a Great Reset is a guide for anyone who wants to understand how COVID-19 disrupted our social and economic systems and what changes will be needed to create a more inclusive, resilient, and sustainable world going forward.
All the truthers and conspiracy people are like, oh, this is the plan for the one world government. Like, this is... like one another stepping stone in that, trying to consolidate everything underneath one giant banner. But
that's never going to work.
I think it already is, dude. We just shut down the entire world over a fucking virus.
Yeah, but you didn't.
That is a 7.7% infection rate.
Well, you had one of the most massive exchanges of financial... I can't think of the right word. So, like, all the billionaires who own all the fucking big tech companies, Amazon, Walmart, all that shit, they all, their fucking billions, like, doubled and quadrupled, whereas the middle class became the fucking poor class, and everybody else got poor. So, the rich got richer and the poor got poor, just like always.
The point that I'm getting at is you're never going to have like this where people are just in a fucking dystopian fucking state and just muddled through fucking life, taking their rations of goop.
We're already there.
Nah.
We are there.
Nah.
We are there.
How?
I had steak on Tuesday, filet mignon.
Filet?
I mean, you still have an illusion of choice. But not you're there.
Not a pile of mush.
But most people just muddle through life. Like 95% of the people in America just muddle through life and just do the same shit. They're stuck on fucking Warzone. They're stuck on Facebook. They're just doing all that shit, and they just recycle each day over and over again. It's just fucking Groundhog Day. You take your pills. You muddle through life. You're like, oh, I guess we got to wear masks again. I guess we got another fucking lockdown. Oh, God. I mean, it's really fucking happening.
What is this?
The next global depression is coming.
And optimism won't slow it down. Wow.
I mean, that's Time Magazine. They once put Hitler on the cover of that, Man of the Year. Allegedly.
That magazine's been around that long?
Oh, yeah. They've been around 100 fucking years.
Huh.
I just think there's enough people in the world that have a desire to fucking live life. That
in you're probably not wrong. You're probably not
Sieg Heil.
You're probably not wrong, Curtis, but I think there's more people who are just complacent in what they're doing and just
you're
looking for
have
that next fucking just looking to check out.
Yeah, you're always going to have those people. But I think there's always going to be enough people to have enough resistance to where you're never going to get into a true totalitarian.
I think that number is growing.
Could be.
I definitely think that number is growing, especially with all the bullshit that's taking place this year.
Yeah.
And now you got all the fucking hubbub with the election.
The hubbaloo.
Hubbaloo.
Hubbub.
The malarkey.
The malarkey.
The nefarious dealings with the election. So you got a lot of people. I mean,
yeah, I saw a thing. That you want to see fucking riots in the street? The 12th Amendment. If fucking Trump takes it that far, we're going to see cities fucking burn.
Fuck fucking let them burn. Stay out of the big cities.
I mean, it's going to fucking be a
It's going to be the big cities.
Show.
It ain't going to be shit like here.
Yeah. The whole thing is like, okay, the president has the power invested in him through the Constitution to be like, nope, I don't like the count. Fucking do it again. If they redo the count, and he's like, yeah, still don't like it, he can take it to the Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court goes, yeah, you're still not getting reelected, he can go, yeah, I don't like that either. And he can go to the 12th Amendment of the Constitution and be like, hey, House of Representatives, y'all decide who the fucking president is. Guess what?
One vote per state.
So you've got a Democratic-led House.
Every state is majority Republican.
That's the thing. There's like 38 fucking states that would be
Republican.
Republican states.
Yeah.
They vote that way. He's the fucking president again. Right. If he pushes it that far, that goes all the way through that.
I think it's going that
they
direction.
They are going to fucking
think it's gonna
lose their shit.
It's going to happen. It's going to go all the way to that.
I have no doubt.
I thought the electors, when is that? December
14th? Supposed to be.
I think it'll stop there.
I don't.
With the electoral
I don't
college.
Think Trump's going to give it up. I think he has it way too much in his mind that this election was fucked with by the Democrats, that he's going to take it all the way to this point so that he can be in power for the next 4 years to try to prove it.
I mean, it's pretty fucking obvious there was some fucking shady, underhanded dealings going on.
Well, them using the Dominion system or whatever that was known to be faulty, and it's a foreign system alone. Texas refused it. Texas was like, we're not using it.
I mean, who's to say, and I think I've heard somebody say this before, like there was, in my opinion, we go all the way back to January. I probably said something along the lines was COVID-19 is used for an agenda for a certain reason. I don't know that reason. Now, I think I have an idea what it was for. It was to try to push all this fucking mail-in voting, because a lot of people did the mail-in voting, and then you can add your own fucking votes in there. So
yeah, the mail-in voting is the easiest way to cheat the system. So
yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm to the point now. I was like, I don't give a fuck who's the president.
I just
end it.
I don't get it. We got fucking cell phones that can bounce off satellites and send a text message in 1 second, but we can't fix our voting system.
Right.
That's fucking retarded.
I agree.
That's fucking stupid, man.
Here's the thing,
with
though,
today's technology, there's no excuse for what just went on.
Here's the thing, though. With as polarized as they want
why
you
can't
to
we just log
the country
on,
is,
vote.
The powers that be in the seats, the elected motherfuckers, they want the country to believe that we are more polarized than we've ever fucking been. And I don't think that's the fucking case. I think they are. I think they, the people that they're serving with in Congress and the presidencies and the governorships and all that kind of shit, I think they are as polarized as fucking ever amongst one another. But I don't think the people are as polarized as they want us to believe. But the thing is you're never going to have either one of those two sides agree on what a secure voting system would be. Because anything that you come up with, it's not that hard to come up with a thing that goes, oh, yeah, but what if this? So if you as a Republican come up with a great fucking idea to secure and make sure that there's no, you come up with a great scheme for foolproof voting, right? The Democrats are going to come up with some shit, enough of it for simpletons to go, oh, fuck, maybe they're right.
Well, case in point, Aaron said, why can't we just log in, bloop, 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 vote that way, right? Yeah. Well, what is to say that's you logging in with your information to vote?
See, what I'm saying? How you can just, I mean.
That's why in-person voting is so important, and that's also why having an ID
card
is important.
There's a way. You just got to think about it. I mean, I'm not the one to think about it. Somebody would have to come up with a way. I don't want to put my mind to it that hard. But what I'm saying is if they've got systems like PayPal that you can go on and securely do whatever the fuck you want to do with your credit cards protected and all that, you don't have to worry about anybody fucking with it. There's a way we can do it online voting where it's fucking protected. Nobody can fuck with it. Nobody can alter it. Nobody can change it.
Well, it's like she said, it's not so much the security side of it, right? I mean, the majority of the world's banking, the world money is done via the internet. So there's ways to secure the vote. The problem is the assurance of the person that cast that vote is actually that person. That's the problem.
Well, even if it isn't, as long as we only have the same amount of registered voters that are sitting, the same amount of votes that are registered voters, or less,
right?
Obviously not more,
right?
Which we had this time.
Yeah.
So
obvious fraud.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is if it's equal to or less, then okay, fine, fuck it. Okay, my son signed on and voted for Biden. Oh, that's on me because I'm fucking stupid. If I didn't like that choice, I was like, oh, I should have been more secure with my shit,
right? But it's not so much the.
But you're saying people hacking into it. But exactly. I just that's what I'm saying. There's fucking PayPal. I mean, that's just one example of an encrypted website that doesn't allow anybody to hack into it or whatever. Right. Which I'm sure somebody could eventually hack into PayPal.
Mine's been hacked before.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just think about all the times that you get noticed that your debit card has been compromised, right? Or how many times Facebook is like, oh, fuck, somebody tried to log into your account.
I guess you're right, because if they know it's coming, if the hackers or whoever know that the election is coming, they're going to have all kind of programs built and ready to go in there and fuck all
and that. And they got hundreds of millions of dollars in donations to put towards that fucking technology that they're going to use to defraud everybody.
True, exactly.
All right, well, then I don't know how to fix the fucking election.
Yeah, that's the whole thing is who the fuck does. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter what you come up with.
Well, mail-in is the worst, the piss poor, most worst way there ever
the
thing. Was.
It, the simplest and most secure way is the way they've been doing it for fucking hundreds of years. Take your motherfucking ass to a place with your ID and cast your fucking vote. The end.
And the only reason we even had a fucking mail-in ballot was for people who weren't physically able to get there.
Right.
Or if you were voting in this area and you were out of state or out of country, you could mail your vote in.
But they had hundreds upon hundreds oh, upon I know. Hundreds no, I know. Of thousands yeah. of votes that people could have gone up there and just voted.
I mean, right. The fucking...
A dude voted in Michigan and in Florida because he was yeah. registered for both states. Yeah.
Yep.
So...
I mean, I think it said Obama... or. Biden had like millions more votes than Obama, and like Trump had more votes. Like Trump had the most votes in American history, mm-hmm. and Biden beat him. But Biden also had like so many million more votes than Obama did back in 2012.
Yeah, they're like, okay, maybe you did beat Trump, but you didn't beat Obama.
Yeah, right. So there's no way you beat a black man.
Mm-mm. Yep, it's a fucking shit show, deluxe, and I don't think it's going to do anything other than just continue to cause fucking social disruption and division.
That's what I was saying. Further divide. Yeah, I think the media and the government has kind of been going twofold into dividing.
Absolutely.
They've both had a hand, like, and they're knowingly doing it in dividing the country. Because I mean, the house divided. Fucking falls, right?
Exactly.
What's the old saying?
You know how we stand and divided we fall?
Yeah.
Correct. Luda.
Luda.
two in the basket is worth one in the, what is it? Two in the bush?
Two dicks in the bush is more than the...
Don't piss in the wind. Don't fart in a hot shower. That's what it was.
Oh. Jesus, I almost died. One in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Yeah.
Killed two birds, one stone.
Right.
One in your butt is worth two in your hair.
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Yeah. Yeah, I think America right now is a laughing stock pretty much of the world. They're like, look at these fucking
idiots. Jigs talked about it on his podcast here not too long ago. He's like, why the fuck does anybody in the UK give a flying shit what the fuck's going on with the presidential election in the United States? He's like, can we crawl out of their ass just a little bit?
Apparently, like, it has... effects across borders.
I mean, apparently, but I mean, also he was
you're saying
like,
we affect other countries?
He's like, people in this country don't give a fuck about their own elections as much as they give a fuck about the United States elections.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like over here when the prince was marrying the bitch or whatever. Yeah, it was a fucking news on here every day. I'm like, well, I don't give a fuck about them.
Right.
Speaking about people not giving a shit, like, I was reading an article the other day, or a headline or whatever, like, there are countries, and I can't remember the exact country, like, they have... mandatory voting. Like, it is the law. You have to go vote. And they usually get about a 92% turnout. So it's the fucking law. You got to fucking vote. And they only get 92%. Something like Michigan or Wisconsin had like a 90% turnout.
And it wasn't mandatory.
No.
Yeah.
It's usually like 45-50% mm-hmm. of people who just vote.
It's a little sus.
Yeah. A little sus.
What's that 12 say right there? Read the words. The person, there it is.
The person having the greatest number of votes as vice president shall be the vice president. If such number be a majority of the whole number of electors appointed, and if no person have a majority, then from the two highest numbers on the list, the Senate shall choose the vice president. A quorum for the purpose shall consist of 2/3 of the whole number of senators.
That's some old ass talk.
I was going to say I didn't understand a fucking word I was just reading.
What?
When I mean, I knew all the words, but I couldn't comprehend what I was reading.
When the fuck was the 12th Amendment written?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? No. Back when they wrote the Constitution?
No. June 15th, 1804?
1804.
December 9th, 1803?
It was ratified on June 15th, meaning it became actual
law.
Lay law.
You know what's hilarious is when you take these old words and like you use them against people. Like I watched a video one time, like dudes walking up to chicks, whatever. And it's like, hey, what do you think about women's suffrage? Should we end it now? And they're like, oh yeah, you should definitely end the suffering of women. Sure, yes, end it now. He's like, good.
All right, we got your vote. Thanks. Would you sign this petition that says you 100% as a female? Yes. So take my next second. I saw a thing, a little video the other day. It was talking about the gender debate. He said, this is how is dumb.
This is the part that you're basically talking about.
What was it saying? Read it.
This is the whole text of the 12th Amendment.
That's right? The entirety of the 12th Amendment?
The entirety of the 12th Amendment.
Pretty short amendment. What happened? What?
Hearing a lot of noise out there.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, the portion that you're talking about is the person having the greatest number of votes for president shall be president. Blah, 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 blah. And then it goes on to say that, and if the House of Representatives shall not choose a president whenever the right choice shall delve upon them before the 4th day of March next following, then the vice president shall act as president in the case of the death or other constitutional disability of the president.
All right.
So if
you are constitutionally disabled,
if even if the House of Representatives
that's next level crippled
meets
mentally
and can't decide on Biden or whatever, then
Pence gets
to be the president.
Cool. We get to see that robot looking motherfucker stand there.
I'm all about it, dude.
Pence, him and his fucking
Pence is hardcore.
He puts his hair on like the fucking Lego man. Clips it in.
His hands are like this.
Yes, they're always asking for a beer. It's like somebody got a fucking beer somewhere.
He's got all the time kung fu grip.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, it's a fucking shit show, man. I'm just ready for it to be over with.
I say we don't need a president.
I don't think we need a president either. I don't think we need one.
I think we should just have like.
Let's just do every state independently.
For it.
Yeah. All about it. All about states' rights.
Fuck United.
Yeah.
Let's be the independent states.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's kind of what it was
the
supposed to
be. The independent states of America.
Yeah. I like the Confederate States of
America. USA. ISA.
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 It's a fucking vibe up in this bitch.
It's a party up in this bitch now that we independent.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. We'd have to leave Texas, though.
You're already kind of independent anyway, just in the wording.
I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that means?
Wow. That's the only word you can spell.
No, he can spell bananas now, thanks to Gwen Stefani.
B-A-N-A-N-A-N.
How do you have two white girl first names as your first and last name? Gwen Stefani?
Gwen Stefani.
She's so white. She got two white girl first names.
Yeah.
First and last name. Gwen Stefani.
Hard left.
Turn. All right. And that's all we got, guys.
Yeah.
Yep. I feel like this one's ran its course.
What time is it?
It's
5:52:47. Good enough.
You handle all the business already?
I already did.
You tell them to go to the website and shit?
Yep. Bye.
Did all the things. Did all the things. App show. Here we come. Thanks for listening, you fucks.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay.
Just say bye now.
I already did.
Goodbye, senpai. Notice me, senpai.
Thanks, pretty cool.